Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller. Dr. Eller, there are so many things that happen in the school system on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of what happens when it comes to support mechanisms in place, many people don't know about. Right. And it's just a great flow. That many people just don't know what goes on behind the scenes. But there is one in particular that really hits at the core of many families, many students, and that is really mental health awareness and just having the right state of mind, counseling services, different things of that nature. And the Silicaga City School System has a great partnership with AltaPoint Health. And this morning you have Patty Self, who is Assistant Clinical Director of Child and Adolescent Services for the North Region. She's here with you this morning to talk about this partnership. First and foremost, why are you bringing attention to this as a topic that we're talking about here on the show?
So, previously we've talked about food insecurities, and we've talked about our partnerships that we have with Alabama Childhood Food Solutions and with SAFE to provide those for our families. Well, emotional insecurities that come with things such as mental health, with behavior disorders and things of that nature are just as vital that they're taken care of. And now we do have the benefit of having school counselors in each of our buildings, but there are things that school counselors really can and can't tackle. And so having a partnership with a community partner such as AltaPoint really provides an opportunity for our students' needs to be met with those emotional insecurities, but also step further for the needs of our families to be met as well.
Yeah. So when it comes to the services offered, and I don't know if this may be an answer for Patty or for you, Dr. Eller, what are the services overall that are offered to the school system and to the students?
I'm going to let Patty answer that.
Well, we have school-based therapists that work directly with the students in the school, and they collaborate with the teachers and the school counselor and the parents to provide services. And we provide individual therapy, family therapy. We provide crisis intervention. So there's a lot of services that we provide directly with the school on site at the school.
So think about that. If you've got a child that's struggling, a lot of times, our families don't have the means for transportation or due to work schedules to be able to check their child out,
Sure.
Go and find a therapist, bring them to a therapist to get that help, bring them back to school. What an amazing opportunity that, one, they get to come into the school, but then they also are collaborating with individuals at school that can also support the work that they're doing. So the school counselor's aware and they can come check on them. Mm-hmm. The teacher's aware in case there's maybe some things that might trigger a student or things that might make a student feel safer in that room. They're able to collaborate with that teacher to provide, the supports all the way around.
I think that there is a stigma around mental health. Am I correct? You're in this space, and I think where I'm going here, if I can just kind of explain this thought process for a second, is that when you think about mental health and you combine it with school, when you put those two things together, you think about students who are maybe, for lack of better terms, they aren't in the right headspace. They may have dark thoughts in some capacity, and it's really not all about that. That is a fraction of what could be, but it is not the whole picture. And I think there is a misunderstanding in some capacity that the services offered and the ability to be a mental health counselor in some regards are far, far more reaching than what I just described. Can you kind of touch on that a little bit and what some of these support mechanisms look like for students and their families that need just a little extra assistance?
Well, you're exactly right. It's more about just providing, therapy for mental health concerns for students. We are now a CCBHC, and we are looking at and addressing the students holistically, which means we are making sure that they're seeing their doctor, making sure that if they do have housing needs or if they need to see a dentist or if they do have food insecurity, that we are addressing the whole need of the students. So with us becoming a CCBHC, it has made it more for us to have the availability to provide those holistic services in the schools.
And can you clarify CCBHC?
CCBHC stands for Certified Community Behavioral Health Center.
Okay. That pretty much sums it up right there.
Well, I think about my oldest daughter, and I don't think she would mind me telling her story. You know, I've been telling stories on my oldest for a long, long time, especially in the classroom. But she has ADD.
Yeah.
She struggled with it. We went to, I think, 3 different preschools before we, you know, were able to get a diagnosis that we understood. Yeah. But even then, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know how to help her. We didn't. You know, there weren't a lot of supports there in 1992, 93, 94. And so, you know, I ended up taking her to a counseling group in Montgomery. You know, I had to check her out of school. I had to take her to go. You know, she received counseling there. I received counseling on how to deal with her. You know, we were given tips and things like that. But, you know, she kept that relationship, you know, with that therapist for years. And, you know, when we moved from Montgomery to Elmore County, I had to drive her from Elmore County there. Mm-hmm. There wasn't anywhere. And so, you know, and I was a young parent, you know, she's my oldest. And I think about some of the struggles that we went through, and she survived and she's thriving. And, you know, she's married and has 7 children and, you know, has got it all together. And so, you know, one, I appreciate the services that were given to her. But I think about the fact that not everybody has the means to do that, and not everybody has the know-how, honestly, to do that. And so I think about so many of our children that continue to struggle because they don't have, you know, that extra level of support, but then also our families, too, that are just kind of at their wits' end, like, I don't know what to do with this child. Because that was us, and I'm educated.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like, oh, my goodness, if we survive her, we can survive anything.
Well, for families like you, we have childless in-home services, so we can go into the homes and provide support to the parents. We can provide individual family therapy for these kids that are struggling in the family environment. And it's generally a 12-week program, but it goes up to 20 weeks. And these are kids who are more at risk than typically, you know, most kids that we see in the school-based setting. But other services we have parent peer services, and we are finding a lot of success with our peers. They are individuals who have that lived experience. They work with other parents who are struggling to manage their children. They help them navigate the resources that are available out to them. They give them, you know, motivate them, teach them skills. So parent peer has been very successful. And we also have a youth peer. They work directly with the youth. And then another service we have is the Child and Adolescent Day Treatment Program we have in Sylacauga, and we partner with Sylacauga City Schools for that too. We pick up the children from school at 1 o'clock. The program runs from 2 to 5, and we work with them intensely on coping skills and things like that so they can get back into the school environment.
Dr. Eller, where does the funding for this come from?
So we are very fortunate in the fact that this cost our school system absolutely nothing. You love community partners like
that's
that.
That's incredible.
Yes. They're actually able to file through the insurance of the individuals that they serve. And all we really have to do is open our doors and give them the opportunity to come in and to refer students to them. Refer families to them is really all that we have to do.
But Patty, let me just really quick before we wrap up here. You know, we've had conversation for the past 10 years, it feels like, of heightened awareness of mental health. Why is that? And does it transcend age?
You know, I think everybody struggles from time to time with mental illness at any stage of life. You know, the idea behind school-based therapy is that we catch it early. That way we can provide those interventions, and hopefully it leads to a better outcome for the student and their family. But I think that, you know, any time in your life, something can happen and you can suddenly find yourself depressed and needing that support that a therapist can give you. So I don't think there's any shame whatsoever in asking for help, because help is here. And anytime anybody feels like they need that support and help, they can just call our Access to Care number. And that number is 251-450-2211.
Or you can visit altapoint.org. All that information is there for you. Patty, thank you for being here and talking to us about the importance of this and the opportunities that you have with Silicaga City Schools in terms of outreach and support. I think that's just an incredible partnership. And, you know, not to mention, this is not just a Silicaga-based thing. This is, I mean, the partnership, yes, right, maybe, but in terms of where AltaPoint reaches and where you can gain access to this, you know, the closest other option is Clay County, you know, Talladega, Randolph County, Clay County, of course, here in Silicaga, down on the coast, Mobile, Fairhope, Bay Minette, Foley. So throughout the state, you have options. If you have a family member who needs these types of services, more information can be found at altapoint.org. Yeah, Dr. Eller, this is so important. Thank you so much for shining a light on this and, you know, just making us aware of what the Silicaga City Schools is doing to encompass the entire student, if you will, and their, you know, and their families.
It's our goal to equip everyone for excellence. Yeah. And so you've got to meet children where their needs are, and you've got to meet families where their needs are. And when you do that, then we can equip them to be successful for that day after graduation. And it's one more layer of really equipping our students.
Absolutely. Dr. Michelle Eller and Patty Self from AltaPoint, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
you. Absolutely.